All right, back to one of our top stories right now. And the US Federal Aviation Administration has moved to ground all Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets in the country after a mid-air incident on Alaska Airlines flight 1282 early into the flight when a fuselage plug fell off, forcing it to make an emergency landing.
The plane fell. Like, it was just like, the plane fell. I woke up from my nap and then the masks came down. And I think that's when things started getting really scary.
Now, unbelievably, all 174 passengers and the six crew survived. No significant injuries. Aviation expert James Nixon joins us now. Good morning, James. I think when we all saw these, you know, images come through yesterday, we all panicked because we've all been in this situation. What actually happened here? Because that's not the door. That's just a panel, a window.
G'day, Eddie. Well, actually, it's a door and a window and a panel, because on the 737 MAX 9, for the high-capacity customers, the ones that want to use lots and lots of passengers, they need to use another exit, emergency exit door between the wing and the rear door of the aircraft. So they put this blank in there because Alaskans say, no, we don't want to use that many passengers. So they have a blank in there which has got a window, and it is in the emergency exit door. It's deactivated. The problem is with this one, and the reason they're all grounded, is obviously it's not a plug-type door, because all the other doors are plug-type doors. They're bigger than the hole, so they can't possibly fall out, which is why when you've got to take the emergency exit out of the wing, you've got to twist it in the airplane and then pass it out before you jump out the emergency overwing exit. So they're going to fix that right away.
So, James, in theory, it should never have been able to come out if it was the right type of door. How many of these, let's call them Band-Aid plug doors, are there in existence?
Well, at the moment, there's 171 737 MAX 9s, and they've been grounded this morning by the FAA, and that'll go on through the rest of the world. We'll follow up that regulator's requirement. We don't have any in Australia. Virgin's got three of the 737 MAX 8s, and they've ordered 11. They've also ordered 25 of the MAX 10s for coming in 2025. So it'll affect us in Australia as well eventually.
Yeah, great. I mean, that was the obvious question. Should people travelling here be worried? I mean, it seems to have been handled very well by the crew on board, but we saw people losing their phones out the gaping hole, losing a T-shirt. I mean, how did they handle it? Did they handle it well, James?
Well, for the pilots, of course, it's our party trick. And you could hear the female pilot with her oxygen mask on, because that's the first thing, to put the masks on, put her mask on and then do the communication saying we have to descend to 10,000 feet, where the other pilots descending the aeroplane, lifting up the spoilers, which means the fat part of the wing, we lift up spoilers, which stops the air flying over them, and that means that you get to go down really fast. The whole thing would have happened in a minute and a half. And so we love doing it. We can do it with our eyes shut, and we do it twice in the simulator every year. So for the pilots, that's not the issue. But it's very scary for the passengers, because the rubber jungle comes down and all of a sudden you've got all these masks in front of you and you've got to decide what you're going to do with them.
Yeah. And James, what about the noise and the air pressure and the wind flow inside the cabin? What would that be like for a passenger?
Yeah, well, it's a big bang and a whoosh is what they said. It's pretty noisy if you're sitting next to it. You know, the airplane's doing 500 kilometres an hour at that point. So it's pretty noisy. It wasn't coming into the airplane. The air's going out in that case, so it's not as bad as you'd think.
James,
it's like the world's biggest vacuum cleaner. It sucks out all the dust. Everything in the airplane just goes out the window.
Man, it's been a pretty terrifying week, James, for the aviation industry after what happened in Japan with the accident there. I mean, if you're already afraid of flying, seeing that pictures like this doesn't help. We must remember, though, these are, even though we've had two in one week, minority incidents. It doesn't happen very often.
They don't happen often, and the reason we should be very grateful by all this video that we're getting from these things is to show how well everything works. The system does work. The pilots, the cabin crew do their job particularly well, as they did in Japan. It was unbelievable how they got all the passengers out. Did you notice, without any hand baggage, they got all the passengers off the airplane, no one was injured. But the big takeaway today is, always wear your seatbelt in the aircraft.
Even when you're sitting down and you're just in mid-air. Thank you so much, James, for your expertise. Fascinating, if not terrifying.
My pleasure.